Amen. Thank you, ladies. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to the Gospel of Luke, if you have a Bible with you this morning. Otherwise, I'm sure the person seated beside you won't mind sharing. Luke chapter 8, please. The Gospel of Luke chapter 8. On this Mother's Day, I'd like to look at the life of a genuine Christian woman. A genuine Christian woman. What are some attributes of a genuine Christian? A genuine Christian woman, let alone a genuine Christian man. Here in the Gospel of Luke chapter 8, verses 1, 2 and 3, it reads, "And it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance." Let's bow for prayer. Our God, we are thankful for these few moments that we have to study your eternal word. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would teach us and reveal to us very clearly what a genuine Christian is like from the pages of your eternal word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. A genuine Christian. Our Lord Jesus Christ had 12 main disciples. He also had other disciples. A disciple is a dedicated follower. A disciple of Christ was a dedicated follower of Christ, one that was loyal to his teachings and to his cause. And a good number of these other disciples of our Lord were women. Mary Magdalene was one of those, and she is mentioned here in verse number 2. Her name reveals where she originated. Mary Magdalene, Mary of Magdala, of Migdal, as it's called today. A main town on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee. Now in our text we are told that our Lord went from city to city preaching. Note then verse number 1. He went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the Bible teaches us that the 12 were with him, and so were certain women. And Mary Magdalene was one of those women. So in our text we are told that our Lord Jesus went from city to city preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he or she cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That was his message. And being a Jewish rabbi, he would have preached in the synagogue within each of these towns, villages, declaring himself to be the promised Messiah. And the Lord Jesus also visited this place called Magdala, where Mary Magdalene, Mary of Magdala, was from. In fact, in Matthew chapter 15, verse number 39, it teaches us very clearly that the Lord Jesus preached in Magdala. No doubt Mary Magdalene had heard the message of hope. and was changed by the word of God, and she became a follower of Jesus Christ. For the Bible teaches us, as it reads then, verse number 1, that the 12 were with him and certain women. So this Mary Magdalene was also a follower of Jesus Christ. She no doubt heard that message of hope, that preaching concerning the kingdom of God, that except the man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And no doubt Mary Magdalene became a Christian because she went on to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, was very loyal to him. We are not told the details of Mary Magdalene's conversion here. In fact, we are not told in the scriptures concern the details of her conversion. But the scriptures reveal the evidence of her conversion. Mary Magdalene was a genuine Christian woman. She is mentioned some 12 times within the New Testament. We don't read that she had a family. She could have. We don't know. But we know that she was a genuine Christian. She gave evidence of being a genuine Christian. And the Bible teaches us here within this passage of Scripture that she was a loyal follower of Jesus Christ. Now, how do we know that Mary Magdalene was a genuine Christian? Let me ask you this morning, are you a genuine Christian? Ladies, on this Mother's Day, are you a genuine Christian woman? Men, are you a genuine Christian man? Well, we see within the life of Mary Magdalene, genuineness, a genuine Christian. We don't read that she had a family, but we know that she was a genuine Christian. We know this because first and foremost, she had a genuine change in her life. There was a genuine change in her life. The Bible tells us in verse number 2 concerning Mary called Magdalene, out of whom, note then verse 2, went 7 devils. So how do we know that Mary Magdalene was a genuine Christian? Well, she had a genuine change in her life. The Bible teaches that from this woman went out 7 devils. My friend, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible teaches us, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. See, there was a genuine change in the life of this woman. This woman was a woman that had some problems, to put it very mildly. She had 7 demons that controlled her. And the Bible teaches us when she came in contact with Jesus Christ, from her she was delivered of the 7 demons. Now, demonic possession is real. The Bible teaches the fact concerning that people can be possessed by evil spirits. And my friend, as a child of God, if you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are possessed by the Holy Spirit. But before a person is possessed by the Holy Spirit, they can be potentially possessed by devils, in fact, more than one devil. And Mary Magdalene had 7 demons, and the Bible teaches us that God delivered her from these demons. Now, demon possession can manifest itself with insane, uncontrollable behavior. And we typically only see demonic possession within that light. If a person is demonically possessed and they will behave insanely. They will have uncontrollable behavior. But if you study your scriptures, you'll find that demonic possession was often evident by insane behavior, but also demonic possession was evident via physical infirmities. In other words, in Mark chapter 9, verse 25, it talks about a demon-possessed individual that could not hear. That was a result of demonic possession. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 22, it talks about a person that was blind. Now, I'm not saying that all blind people, deaf people are demonic possessed, but I am saying the Bible teaches us that demonic possession is not just and just does not just take the form of insane behavior. It can affect a person physically. So we don't know whether Mary Magdalene gave the evidence of insane behavior. I doubt it. I would dare say that her possession was in the realm of physical infirmities. But the point is that Mary Magdalene was delivered. She had a genuine change in her life. And because Jesus Christ changed her, she devoted her life to Jesus Christ and she determined to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Mary Magdalene was possessed in her body by seven demonic spirits. But God the Son delivered her from this bondage. She was set free not only from the chains of these evil spirits, but she was set free from the chain of sin. Chain of sin leads to a Christless eternity in a place called hell fire that was originally prepared for the devil and his angels. And my friend, the Bible teaches us, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Mary Magdalene was delivered. She was delivered by the person of Jesus Christ. And in the power of Jesus Christ, she was delivered. Out of her came seven devils, the Bible teaches us. See, Mary Magdalene was a genuine Christian because she had a genuine change in her life. 180 degrees change. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. My friend, are you a genuine Christian on this Mother's Day? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. Has there been a change in your life? On that day that you claim to become a genuine Christian, see, there's a great difference between reformation and transformation. I remember as a 15-year-old teenager walking the pathway of the science blocks. It was towards the end of the year. I remember it so clearly. I was carrying my little basketball. I was in a basketball back in those days. And I remember saying to myself, I better start studying now. I better start taking my studies seriously. And it was on that day, I remember it so clearly, I decided I'm going to stop being a clown at Crow's Nest Boys High School and I'm going to apply myself to my studies. See, I wasn't converted there. I had a reformation. I was reformed. And the little time that was left over for year 9 and year 10, I tried just that little bit harder and I began to take my studies seriously. I wasn't converted on that day, but I had a reformation. My friend, there's a great difference between reforming your life and say, well, I'm going to decide to study from here on and take my studies seriously. There's a great difference between that and what the Bible calls transformation. What the Bible calls conversion. Conversion involves the person of Jesus Christ. Reformation was just a decision I made. I'm afraid it didn't add too much into the day. But I had a determination. I'm going to start studying from here on. No more mucking around and taking school lightly. But the horse had already bolted. That was a decision I made in my mind that amounted to some good, little good. But my friend, there's a great difference between you and I determining to change and Jesus Christ changing your life in the power of His Spirit. There's a great difference. See, Mary Magdalene was converted. She was changed from within. And the Bible teaches us that from her proceeded out seven demons. A genuine Christian has a genuine change. Mary Magdalene had a genuine change in her life. She was converted to Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this morning, are you a genuine Christian? Has there been a change in your life? And we see the evidence of this change here in verse 2 and 3 of Luke chapter 8. We see genuine charity in the life of Mary Magdalene. Genuine charity. There was a genuine change, genuine charity. She became a generous person. Note there in at the end of verse number 3 it reads, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. See, Mary Magdalene was one of a group of women that supported the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. It reads here that they gave of their substance, their material wealth. In other words, this group of women that are mentioned here and many others, the Bible teaches us, provided missionary support for our Lord Jesus during his earthly ministry. Look at verse number 3 one more time. Which ministered unto him of their substance. Now this is an interesting fact to consider, is it not? The Lord Jesus received missionary support. Yes, he did. And praise God, there were some loyal women that had substance, that had wealth. One of those was Mary Magdalene, and she pledged and gave support to help the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. God had one son and he was a missionary. And he was financially supported by people like Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene must have been a wealthy woman. Not surprisingly, because she came from Magdala. Magdala was a very prosperous town. Very, very prosperous. So we would assume that she had substance, she had wealth. And when she was converted, she said, I'm going to lay up my treasure in heaven now where rust nor dust doth corrupt. And she supported the Lord Jesus Christ amongst many others. She reflected genuine charity. The Bible teaches us in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 18, for those that are rich, that they do good, and that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, willing to share. Her generosity was an outflow of the genuine change that took place in her life because of her faith in Jesus Christ. Mary Magdalene and a lady by the name of Joanna. Note then verse number 3. Joanna was the wife of a very important official that worked for Herod. This is Herod Antipas, the son of Herod the Great. And no doubt this Joanna was also converted to Jesus Christ. And obviously she was a wealthy woman as well. And she supported the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. But so did Mary Magdalene. There was genuine charity. My friend, Mary Magdalene was a genuine Christian. How do we know she was a genuine Christian? Well, number one, there was genuine change. She was delivered of 7 demons. And also, secondly, there was genuine charity. She was generous. She wanted to support the one that she loved. And she wanted to promote his ministry. And my friend, if you really know the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will have a love for people like God has a love for people. And you'll also be involved in missionary support, just like Mary Magdalene supported missionaries. In fact, she supported the missionary of missionaries, the Lord Jesus himself. Also, we can see that Mary Magdalene was a genuine Christian. Not only did she have genuine charity, there was genuine change, delivered of 7 demons, but also she had genuine company. Genuine company. Let me ask you this morning, who do you like to keep company with? See, Mary Magdalene, because she loved the Lord Jesus, she spent time with others that also loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And also wanted to support the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. We find her amongst these women, Joanna and Susanna, obviously disciples of Christ. She spent time with people that loved the Lord Jesus. We read in Mark that she spent time with Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus, and a lady called Salome, another one that loved the Lord Jesus. So we read of Mary Magdalene that she gave the evidence of genuine Christianity because of the company that she chose to keep. My friend, who do you like to spend time with? For who you like to spend time with gives evidence of where you are at. Just tell me who you spend the majority of your time with, and generally I'm about to tell you as to whether you give the evidence of a genuine Christian. See, genuine Christians want to spend time with genuine Christians. Amen. Let me say that again. Genuine Christians want to spend time with genuine Christians. That's just how it is. Because we have a oneness in Christ. We have something in common. And this is the one of the main points that John the Apostle makes in the book of 1 John, confirming the conversion of an individual is evident in their love for God's people. Listen carefully, 1 John 3:14. And we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. See, a genuine Christian will want to spend time with other Christians. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What is that day approaching? The return of Jesus Christ. A genuine Christian will want to spend time with other Christians. And we see this in Mary Magdalene. She's a companion of Joanna, Susanna. And then we read in the Gospels that she's a companion of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and other women that also love the Lord Jesus Christ. Who do you like to spend time with? If you really know the Lord Jesus Christ, then you'll want to spend time with God's people. You want to be in church because you want to rub shoulders with those that love the same God that you love. He that has friends must show himself friendly. Beloved, if you are a genuine Christian, then you'll want to have companionship of like mind. Mary Magdalene was a genuine Christian. There was genuine change. There was genuine charity. She had a generous heart. She gave generously to the ministry. And also we see from Mary Magdalene that she kept genuine company. She spent time with others that loved the Lord Jesus, like Mary, the mother of our Lord. But also Mary Magdalene was a genuine Christian because she gave the evidence of heartfelt compassion. Turn with me to Luke chapter 23, please. Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. So we see genuine company, genuine charity, genuine change there in Luke chapter 8. But note here in Luke chapter 23, what a wonderful woman, Mary of Magdalene. We see genuine compassion. Look at verse 27 and 28. Our Lord has just been sentenced to crucifixion. And note then verse 27 and 28 of Luke chapter 23. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. See, as our Lord Jesus was being taken to the place of crucifixion, the Bible teaches us that a great number of people, including women, followed him, weeping because of the harsh treatment he was receiving, he had received. The end of verse 27 reads, and they bewailed and lamented. Bewail means to beat one's chest in grief, to mourn. Mary Magdalene was one of these women that had heartfelt compassion towards the Lord Jesus in his darkest hour. Go to Matthew chapter 27 and I'll confirm my point here that Mary Magdalene is one of these women mentioned here in Luke chapter 23. Go to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew 27. Look at verse 56 and 57. Go back to verse 55, it reads, And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, or Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. So we see that Mary Magdalene was one of these women that had a compassion for the eternal Son of God. See, genuine Christianity equates to genuine change. Genuine change. Genuine charity. A giving spirit, genuine company, wants to spend time with other Christians, but also genuine compassion. The first mention of compassion is found in Exodus chapter 2, verse 6. And it reads, And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. The babe wept. And she, this is Pharaoh's daughter, had compassion on him. The first mention of the word compassion in relation to compassion towards a child. And there in 1 Samuel 23:21, Saul said of David, "Blessed be ye of the Lord, for ye have compassion on me." Beloved, a genuine Christian has heartfelt compassion. Mary Magdalene was one of those that followed the Lord Jesus out of a heart of compassion. Her compassion was the mark, was a mark of her genuine Christianity. I think of the man of the Gadarenes that was delivered of legions of demons, many demons. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." See, those of us that have been touched by our Lord's compassion can reflect that same compassion towards others. And the Lord Jesus said to that man of the Gadarenes that was also converted, "Go back to your friends. Go back to your home." And that compassion that's been demonstrated, that's affected your life, reflect that to those that are close to you. Compassion. Heartfelt compassion. But also we see in John chapter 19, please, another mark of genuine Christianity that was evident in the life of Mary Magdalene. John chapter 19, verse 25. As our Lord was suspended between heaven and hell, there on the cross, note then verse 25 that it reads of John, the Gospel of John chapter 19. "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and who else? Mary Magdalene." That stood where? That stood by the cross. Stood by the cross. We see genuine commitment. Mary Magdalene was a committed Christian. She was the real McCoy. She was Fed Inkum. She was a real Bible Christian. We say that we are part of a Christian nation, but where is biblical Christianity today? We see little evidence of it, I'm afraid. But I hope that we see genuine Christianity in your life. And I hope that you see genuine Christianity in my life. What is a mark of genuine Christianity? It is commitment. Commitment. This woman was committed. The Bible teaches us in verse 25, "And there stood by the cross of Jesus." And one of those ones that stood by our Lord as he was being crucified was Mary Magdalene. Now you've got to bear in mind that crucifixion was always done in a public setting. It was normally on a main road for greater exposure to humiliate the victim, literally. And this is why we read in the Gospels that people railed on Christ and they mocked him. The Lord Jesus wasn't crucified on an old cross up on a hill far, far away that nobody could reach. No. He was crucified on a main road where everybody could see. Everybody could come by. And people were mocking him. But yet, in the midst of all that, Mary Magdalene stood by her Lord. Amongst many others. Mary and these others had some backbone. Let me ask you, do you have some spiritual backbone? Are you prepared to stand by the Lord Jesus Christ in a day when people are mocking our Lord? People are mocking biblical Christianity in every which way? Am I right or not? You know what I'm talking about. And it's about time that God's people stand up for the cause of Christ and be prepared to say, this is what the Bible teaches and this is what I believe. I didn't make it up. It's God's word. God's word teaches us that sodomy is an abomination to God. Amen. And the such like. May God help us to stand by the cross of Jesus Christ. Mary Magdalene nailed her colours to the stake. She was a genuine disciple. There was commitment. She remained the longest at the cross. But where were the main disciples? Well, Peter followed afar off. Who knows where Peter's at now? He's denied the Lord. He's probably still weeping in some corner. Possibly John the Apostle is nearby. But where are the rest? But by our Lord's side is a woman by the name of Mary Magdalene. That's commitment. My friend, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed. Mark 8:38. Commitment. Let's read on in Matthew chapter 27, please. Are you still with me? Matthew chapter 27. Matthew 27, verse 57, we see practical care. Matthew 27, verse 57 to 61. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, which also himself was Jesus' disciple. And he went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there, note this, and there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, sitting over against the sepulchre. Why was Mary Magdalene sitting over against the sepulchre? Because this woman not only was compassionate, she had heartfelt compassion, but from that heartfelt compassion we see practical care. See, Joseph Arimathea was able to secure the body of our Lord from Pilate. The body was brought to his tomb. But there was Mary Magdalene sitting, watching what was happening. She has a genuine concern for the body of our Lord. My friend, if compassion is heartfelt, care is the practical outflow of that compassion. Mary Magdalene is seated with the other Mary against the tomb. Why? Because she cared for her Lord Jesus. What about you? Do you have genuine care for our Lord and his name, his reputation? Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, Mary Magdalene was a genuine Christian. She had genuine care. Sitting over against the sepulchre, the Bible teaches us. If you go back to let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 16, please. Mark 16, 1 and 2. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun, See, it was with haste that our Lord's body was buried because Sabbath was approaching. So the body wasn't prepared fully. Basically, Joseph of Arimathea secured the body from Pilate, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and placed the body in the tomb. But these ladies, women are given to detail. Yes, they are. Praise God for them. And they worked out between themselves that, hey, this body needs to be prepared. So Mary Magdalene is not only there sitting by the sepulchre out of genuine concern for our Lord, but she is one of those that comes at the break of the Sabbath in order to anoint the body of our Lord. Care. And last but not least, go to John chapter 20, please. John chapter 20. Note then verse number 14. If you go back to verse number 11 concerning Mary Magdalene, it reads, "And Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre." Go to verse number 14. "And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him. Please, gardener, tell me, where have you put the body of my Lord? And I will take him away. I'll take care of the body." Note verse 16. "Jesus saith unto her, Mary, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them." She recognized the voice of the Lord. She turned herself and said unto him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." And Jesus said unto her, "Touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." And look at verse number 18. "Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her." Wow. Mary Magdalene testified of the risen Christ. She went back and told the disciples. She didn't keep this hope to herself. She shared this hope, the hope of a risen Christ, with others. Beloved, this is genuine Christianity. A faith that is shared with others. This is what we're called to do, to be a witness of the risen Christ. If he has really changed our lives, we are called upon to tell others. Mary Magdalene was a genuine Christian. She had genuine faith. She had the blessed privilege of seeing the Lord first and foremost. That sort of struck me the other day. Mary Magdalene. Who saw the Lord first and foremost? The risen Christ. It wasn't the disciples. Mary Magdalene. Mary. The woman out of whom seven demons were cast out. Well, that's the grace of God, is it not? Amen. That's the grace of God. I would dare say, if you and I had any say in the matter, I don't think we would have suggested Mary Magdalene. But the Lord Jesus appeared first and foremost to a woman that was once upon a time possessed by seven demons. Wow. You'd think that our Lord would first and foremost appear to his own 12, at least 11 now that are still around. But no, he appears to a woman that was delivered from demonic possession. My friend, we see within the life of Mary Magdalene genuine Christianity. She was a genuine Christian woman. She was a genuine Christian. My friend, this morning, are you a genuine Christian? Are you a genuine Christian woman? Are you a genuine Christian man? Well, we see from the life of Mary Magdalene, genuine Christianity. There was a genuine change. There was genuine charity. There was genuine company. There was genuine compassion. There was genuine commitment. There was genuine care. And there was genuine communication. She shared that message of a risen Christ with others. And may God help us this day to be challenged from the life of Mary Magdalene. For those of us that are genuine Christians, my friends, so let your light so shine before men, they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Genuine Christianity begins with salvation, genuine conversion. Jesus Christ preached from place to place the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom of God, that except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Have you been born again? Are you a genuine Christian? And on this Mother's Day, ladies, may I challenge you to be a genuine Christian. Are you a genuine Christian? If you are, then there'll be a genuine change. And the rest will follow: the company, the charity, the compassion, the care, the commitment, the communication. All of this will follow if genuine Christianity prevails in your life and in my life. May God help us to imitate the life of Mary Magdalene, out of whom God had cast out seven demons, but a woman of commitment that stood by the cross of Jesus Christ. God bless Mary Magdalene. And may God bless, and God will bless, genuine Christianity. And may God help us to be and to reflect genuine Christianity in our day. Let's bow for prayer.